Big question, is high unemployment here for the long haul?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good day to you from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The big question in just a moment. First, word this morning from the Labor Department. The number of people filing for unemployment for the first time fell slightly by 6,000 to 472,000 last week. Analysts say for sustained job growth to take hold, that number should be far lower. And that's the thrust of our big question this morning, whether that unemployment rate will eventually come down. Just a day away from the August jobs report, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports high unemployment, well, it may be here to stay.
Economists talk about the structural rate of unemployment. Think of it as the economy's sweet spot. If you want a job, it doesn't take too long to find one. If you're hiring, you can get the skilled workers you need. This is where we were before the Great Recession. Monthly unemployment was just about 5%, enough churn in the labor market to keep things humming along. Now unemployment's double that. Ken Matheny is with Macroeconomic Advisors.
And it's going to be many years at least before we see unemployment back to kind of typical 5% range.
Could we ever go that low again? Economists at the IMF think not, that structural unemployment may now be more like 6 to 7%. The argument is our economy has become less able to provide jobs where they're needed.
Labor markets aren't functioning as well as we'd like. People seem to be kind of frozen in place, have a difficult time buying and selling houses to support better matching of location with where new jobs might be created.
The housing market should eventually thaw, letting people move around again. But what about other labor market problems, like employers unable to find enough skilled workers for new technology jobs? Couldn't that push unemployment permanently higher? Dean Baker of the Center for Economic and Policy Research doesn't think so.
There's no real good reason to think that our economy has fundamentally changed with this mismatch of skills and jobs. You know, the reality is the economy does not change that quickly.
Baker says what's holding employment back isn't some structural shift in the economy, but simply a lousy economy where no one's feeling confident enough to hire again. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
By the way, want to get a psychic perspective of that big employment report coming out tomorrow? Our economic soothsayer gets out the crystal ball at our website, marketplace.org. Some chain store retailers said today, yeah, people were worried about jobs in August and it was super hot, but consumers also did some buying. Wholesaler Costco reported better than expected numbers, thanks to its international operation. Macy's and The Limited also reported solid revenues for August year over year. Let's check other numbers. European markets are slightly higher right now, under 0.5%. Today, the European Central Bank kept interest rates steady for the 16th month in a row. Wall Street yesterday, stocks rocketed 2.5% to 3% thanks to a decent manufacturing report. The Dow was up 254 points to close at 10,269. We got word from the government this morning, productivity in the spring, it fell by the largest amount in nearly 4 years. The drilling operation to rescue 33 miners trapped underground in Chile was suspended for a time after a fault was detected in the rock, but it has since restarted. We also learned the owner of the mine is in trouble and close to bankruptcy. The BBC's Gideon Long is with us live from Copiapó, Chile, where the miners are near where the miners are trapped. Hello to you.
Hello there.
What happens to these miners and the rescue if the company goes bankrupt?
Well, the immediate implications of a bankruptcy would be on the wages of the miners, not so much on those miners who are trapped underground because their salaries will be covered by insurance, but by the 300 or so miners who also work at this mine who have not been able to go to work since the rock collapse of August the 5th. For the last month now, they've been turning up at the mine each day, they've been clocking on, and they say that the company has paid them for the month of August. However, there are rumours that the company is running out of money and that it won't be able to pay them going forward. So you have 300 miners here who are usually employed by this mine. They've been out of work effectively for the last month and they will be out of work for at least 3 or 4 months longer while the rescue operation continues. They're concerned that their salaries will not be met. The company has said that it's talking to creditors to try and resolve its financial difficulties.
And Gideon, speaking of the rescue, what improvements have been made to the men's situation?
Well, their situation has improved dramatically, really, since they were discovered alive 10 days ago now. Food and water is being piped down to them through this borehole, through 700 meters of solid rock. They had their first hot meal yesterday. We're told it was rice, meatballs, and chicken. So their strength is building. They've been able to wash. We saw video images of them yesterday, which showed that many of them had been able to shave off these heavy beards that they accumulated over 3 weeks down in the mine. They seem in good spirits. Psychologists are working with them from above ground to make sure they remain in good spirits over the weeks and months ahead.
Yeah,
so their situation is improving day
in
day.
Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. Gideon Long from the BBC down in Chile.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree.com. Tools and personalized advice to help control your financial destiny are at the all-new LendingTree.com.
A new report out today gives us a look at how small businesses are affected by the new health care reform law. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
The tax credit applies to businesses with 25 or fewer workers and an average wage below $50,000. The report was released by the Commonwealth Fund, a private foundation that researches health care policy. The fund's vice president, Sarah Collins, says the credit will be worth a lot.
This will save small businesses about $40 billion over the next 10 years. So this is a significant economic stimulus.
Still, some small business groups have been less than enthusiastic. They point out that the tax credit is temporary, and they say the new health care law doesn't do enough to bring down the cost of premiums. Molly Brogan is a spokeswoman for the National Small Business Association.
A tax credit on a health insurance plan that's extremely expensive isn't going to do a whole lot of good.
But some research points to lower costs. The Congressional Budget Office says premiums for small businesses could fall as much as 4%. The CBO says the health care reform law simplifies the process of buying insurance, so administrative costs could go down. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Finally, the African horn called the vuvuzela took center stage at the World Cup earlier this summer in South Africa. Who can forget revelers at every game blowing with glee their horns? I'll tell you who wants to forget. Europe. The body that oversees European soccer has put the kibosh on the vuvuzela, saying it wants to protect the game's, quote, culture and tradition. Translated, keep that piercing noise away from our stadiums. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.